USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In many states across the country, coronavirus cases are again rising. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy wants to see the federal government step in and take more control.
This thing is lethal. New Jersey's paid an enormous price. We've lost over 13,000 confirmed fatalities from COVID-19. We're starting to see a small spikes in reinfection from folks coming back from places like Myrtle Beach and as well as in Florida, other hot spots. To me, it says we need a national strategy.
Many cities are seeing spikes as more businesses reopen. Medical experts are saying the key to flattening the curve is knowing how to do it safely.
When we talk about indoor restaurants opening, when we talk about hairdressers, barbershops, etc., what we're worried about more than anything there is close contact of individuals with poor ventilation.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
The energy company behind the Atlantic Coast Pipeline announced their intention to cancel the project, citing the cost of it and regulatory hurdles. Duke Energy and Dominion Energy said they abandoned the proposed $8 billion pipeline, which would have carried natural gas 600 miles through West Virginia, Virginia, and North Carolina, as well as underneath the Appalachian Trail. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled 7-2 to overturn a lower court ruling that found the U.S. Forest Service did not have the authority to grant a special use permit to allow construction of the pipeline below the Appalachian Natural Scenic Trail. One person died and another was injured after a driver plowed into a group of pedestrians on a closed stretch of Interstate 5 in Seattle. Summer Taylor, 24, died Saturday night at Harborview Medical Center after the incident. Diaz Love, 32, was in serious condition in intensive care. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Officials have recovered the body of a 59-year-old hiker who accidentally fell into the Grand Canyon on Friday. The visitor had fallen from the west rim of Mather Point. Park rangers found the body of Maria Salgado Lopez of Scottsdale, Arizona, 100 feet below the canyon's rim. According to her family, Salgado Lopez was hiking off the trail taking pictures when she accidentally stepped off the edge. With Major League Baseball training camps starting, a number of players are opting out, and USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
With Major League Baseball training camps open, a number of players have chosen to opt out of the 2020 season. Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross of the Washington Nationals, Mike Leake of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Ian Desmond of the Colorado Rockies, and today, David Price announced that he will be opting out of the 2020 season. San Francisco Giants all-star catcher Buster Posey is unsure whether he will play this season.
You know, the old cliche, one day at a time, but I think health right now is probably paramount. But obviously you can't expect a batter to come up and wear a mask or a catcher to wear a mask during the game. It's a bad habit, but a lot of us as baseball players are used to spitting as well. And I think that's going to be an issue, right? From what I've heard, that's, you know, through water droplets and moisture is how this thing is spread. And so I think there's going to have to be an effort to try your best not to do that.
Major League Baseball is scheduled to start their 60-game regular season on July 23rd.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.